You're listening to Light of Christ Radio with Pastors Tom and Paula Graves. Thanks for joining us today. As we dive into another look at Scripture, we want you to know that we're grateful you're a part of this ministry. Know that we're praying for you as you listen. And we hope you're praying for us too as we continue to share the gospel message through these teachings. If you want to learn more about Pastors Tom and Paula and find out more about what Light of Christ is all about, you can visit our website, lightofchristradio.com. We'll have some more information about what you can find there after today's edition. But for now, let's open up our Bibles and join Pastors Tom and Paula for Light of Christ Radio.
Welcome to Light of Christ Radio with Tom and Paula Graves.
And this is where we tell a story of the Bible and let it spark some conversation.
We are sponsored by St. Paul Lutheran Church of Orion, Illinois. To learn more about us, go to lightofchristradio.com. That's lightofchristradio.com.
Today, we conclude our series, The Gospel on the Move. God's mission begins with the Spirit's call as Paul and Barnabas take the gospel beyond familiar boundaries.
We can trust that the Spirit still prepares, transforms, and sustains us today as we participate in God's mission.
Today's story is from the letter Paul wrote to the Galatian churches he had planted, encouraging them to continue in the faith.
Well, Paul, as we begin our conversation today, let's look at the context of our story.
Paul and Barnabas had traveled throughout the area of Galatia, which is what we know as central Turkey today, and planted churches in Pisidian Antioch, Iconium, Lystra, and Derbe.
Yeah, in each town, the gospel was divisive. Some believed, but others persecuted and threatened them with death. Paul even survived a stoning in Lystra.
After Paul and Barnabas returned to Syrian Antioch, where their sending church was located, they received some troubling news.
Some fanatical Jews had gone to the new churches and claimed that Paul hadn't told them the whole story.
They said that to be saved, one must not only believe in Jesus, but also follow all the Jewish laws.
The new believers were confused, and some were led astray.
So Paul wrote a letter to counter the teaching of these false teachers. This letter would have been circulated through all the newly planted churches.
And Paul was attempting to pastor these churches from a distance, and we benefit from that teaching today.
And what follows is a short summary of the letter to the Galatians, which brings us to our story from the Word of God.
Jesus gave his life for our sins, just as God our Father planned, in order to rescue us from this evil world in which we live. I'm shocked that you are turning away so soon from God, who called you to himself through the loving mercy of Christ. You are following a different way that pretends to be the good news, but it's not the good news at all. You are being fooled by those who deliberately twist the truth concerning Christ. Let God's curse fall on anyone, including us, or even an angel from heaven, who preaches a different kind of good news than the one we preach to you.
And Paul continued, "My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not treat the grace of God as meaningless, for if keeping the law could make us right with God, there would have been no need for Christ to die."
But when the right time came, God sent his Son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent him to buy freedom for us, who were slaves to the law, so that he could adopt us as his very own children. And because we are his children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, "Abba, Father." Now you are no longer a slave, but God's own child. And since you are his child, God has made you his heir.
So Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure you stay free and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. For you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters. But don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love.
So, I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things.
So don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit.
So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially those in the family of faith.
And this is our story from the Word of God.
Well, Paula, as we begin to look at this text today, the entire book of Galatians, we want to talk about freedom in Christ.
Right. The letter to Galatians has often been called the Charter of Christian Freedom. And really, it was born out of a crisis.
Yeah, Paul had brought the life-giving gospel to the churches in Galatia and seen transformation. Yet after Paul left, false teachers called Judaizers came and told them just believing in Jesus wasn't enough. They also must obey the Jewish law. It was like Jesus plus.
And Paul knew this teaching was dangerous because it threatened the very heart of the gospel of Jesus. He knew himself well because he had been enslaved by religious zeal until he met Jesus on the road. He'd been trying to please God until he realized Jesus was the Messiah.
Yeah, for us, Paula, slavery takes on many forms, yet every form carries the same burden. It controls, confines, and robs us of freedom. It may be religious tradition, bitterness, pride, or pressure to be good enough. But Paul discovered that salvation was not earned by works, rules, or religious effort. It was received by grace, God's undeserved love, through faith.
And when he met Jesus for the first time in his life, Paul experienced true freedom. It wasn't freedom to do whatever he wanted, but it was freedom from guilt and sin and the impossible burden of trying to save himself through his works.
Yeah, and what troubled Paul was seeing believers who had already experienced freedom, now they're being pressured back into bondage, and they were creating grace for rules and relationships for religion.
And Jesus did not die to free us only to place us under another form of slavery. Christ came so we could be free completely to live the faith in life.
Yeah, the question for us is, am I relying on God's grace or am I trying to earn what Christ has already given? That's a trap any of us can fall into.
Mm-hmm. And Paul wanted to make sure that these Galatian churches understood there was no other gospel than what he had preached, because I think he recognized this was a problem for them. And every time you try to rescue something, you have to know what the problem is.
Yeah, God's plan begins with four truths. We live in an evil age hostile to God. Sin enslaves us. We willingly participate in sin and can't save ourselves. And our loving Father offers salvation through faith in Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and from the very beginning, even in the fall of the sin, God's plan was salvation through Christ's death and resurrection. We see this all through the Old Testament and through the prophets.
Yeah, and Jesus became the ultimate sacrifice, taking upon himself the penalty of humanity deserved. And the gospel begins with God's actions, not ours.
Yeah, and I think Paul is pretty emotional when he's writing this, because if you look at his other letters, he usually opens the letters with thanksgiving and a nice greeting. But in Galatians, he just immediately slams them. It's like, what were you thinking? He expressed their astonishment that they had left the true gospel.
Yeah, Paul couldn't believe how quickly they were drifting away from the truth of God's grace. Now, this different gospel was promoted by these zealous Jewish believers who claimed faith in Jesus wasn't enough, as we talked about, kind of Jesus plus, insisting believers follow the Old Testament laws. Now, their message shifted from Christ into human effort, and Paul's response was clear, hey, there's no other gospel.
Right. He says the true gospel always points back to God as its source. And I think these false teachers wanted these Gentiles to become Jews first, and that isn't what Christ had set up.
Yeah, again, it comes through Christ's death and resurrection, that we might die to sin and live for him.
Mm-hmm. And I think the gospel explains that every believer receives the Holy Spirit through faith. You can't receive the Spirit through the works of the law, because the true gospel declares that salvation cannot be earned. It proclaims that all believers are one in Christ.
Yeah, and it announces freedom from the grip of sin and the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. And that's why he talks about, Paul, that is, living by faith.
Yeah, and this becomes an identity for us. And really, for any of us, identity is one of the deepest questions each person faces. Who am I?
Yeah, many people answer that question by looking to accomplishments, my job, reputation, status, success, failure, others' approval. And Paul, he once did the same thing. Mm-hmm. Paul's identity had been built on religious performance. But meeting Jesus on the road to Damascus had transformed him through Christ, and he realized that his old life had come to an end.
And he explains to the Galatian churches that his old life had been crucified with Christ because Christ had killed that sinful nature. And so Paul's old identity had died because now Paul knew that Christ lived within him through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the center and the focus of his life had changed.
Yeah, the truth of the gospel had transformed Paul. He didn't have to exhaust himself seeking God's approval. And by faith, Paul could live knowing he was already accepted and loved by Jesus.
Yeah, and even though we're believers and we, as long as we're in our physical bodies, we're kind of prone to sin because we live in a sinful world, we can still live by Christ's strength. And each day involves trusting Christ's love, his grace, and his power within us.
Yeah, and because of his love and sacrifice, we can wholly surrender to him. Now, living by faith means believing that Christ's acceptance is enough.
And so what old identity, label, or burden do you need to surrender to Christ today?
Well, Paula, we need to take a break here. If you want to dig deeper into today's story, we have a free resource. Go to our webpage, lightofchristradio.com.
That's lightofchristradio.com, and click on videos. This will take you to our YouTube page. Our videos are designed for small group discussion, and they contain the context and the story as a movie.
Instructions and questions are found in the More section below the video.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of today's teaching from the Light of Christ Radio Show. Would you like to share these weekly episodes in a small group? We've created videos to accompany each message, along with discussion questions. These are available on our YouTube channel. Visit lightofchristradio.com for more information. Now, here's the rest of today's message with Pastors Tom and Paula.
Well, welcome back, and thanks for staying with us. Paula and I were just discussing living by faith.
And as we live by faith, Paul tells us we become God's children through this faith. And he goes to point especially to those Jewish people that were trying to be false teachers. He reminds them of the story of Abraham. Now, Abraham lived long before Moses received this law, but God declared him righteous because of his faith. God's promise rested on faith, not human achievement.
So this truth really cuts across a tendency that still shapes many lives today. We can approach God as though we are, employees earning wages rather than children receiving love. Now, God doesn't want that. Again, he wants us to approach him like his children because we are his children.
Yeah, and this gospel announces exactly that. Grace cannot be earned, it's received, and faith is simply the open hand that receives what God freely gives.
Yeah, and God doesn't wait for us to become impressive before welcoming us. By faith, God gives us what effort alone can't attain: acceptance, forgiveness, and belonging. And faith doesn't generate God's love, it simply accepts it.
And so Paul tells these people in the Galatia that you're children of God through faith in Jesus. And he goes to explain that we're both in Christ and Christ lives in us. Well, this is a living relationship. It's not rules and ritual. It's a relationship that makes the Christian life more than just this system of rules.
Yeah, we are not servants standing at a distance, wondering whether we qualify for entrance into God's presence. We are sons and daughters welcomed into the Father's house. We belong because of Christ.
And that follows, if we're children of God, then we're family. We belong to each other. We share one Heavenly Father and become heirs with Christ. We have heir of promise to inherit eternal salvation.
Yeah, what an astonishing privilege. And we're adopted and accepted as children of God through the power of the Spirit. Now, God the Father had a plan. He arranged for Jesus coming to earth at just the right time.
Now, we don't always understand God's timing, But we can trust that the Father knows what's best. He had prophesied Jesus all the way through the Old Testament. And when Jesus came, we see he was both God, divine, and human. He was God's Son, yet he was willing to set aside his place in heaven to become human like us and walk this earth.
Yeah, he paid the price for our sin that we could never pay. He has redeemed, which means to buy back, or again, buy us back from the slavery of sin. And because of Jesus' work on the cross and his resurrection, the Spirit can now reside in our hearts.
Now think about it. It's impossible to have a relationship with laws or rituals. That's just stuff you do. But when the Holy Spirit lives in us, he restores us by imparting God's nature to us to make us more and more like God. We don't reach perfection this side of heaven, but there we are on a faith journey, and this is something that the law could never do.
Yeah, and because of Jesus, now we are his children, and we can call out Abba Father, which in the English is equivalent to Daddy. Now, that really demonstrates a family relationship. And as a member of God's family, we have the promise of inheritance, and that is eternal life.
And so Paul knew all this, and he wanted the Galatians to be sure to know that they could never earn their salvation through following the law. So these Judaizers or false teachers were essentially like a traveling salesman trying to sell somebody what they already had, because they had the freedom in Christ. They didn't have to earn it.
Yeah, and many Christians still live as spiritual servants, fearing rejection and striving to prove themselves. But God has adopted and accepted us through the work of Jesus and invites us into a relationship with him.
And this may be a new concept to you, but how do you relate to God? Are you relating to God through fear and maybe trying to be worthy? Or are you relating to God in a relationship of love?
And so there's freedom with a purpose.
Right. Paul wanted the Galatian churches to know that through the mercy and grace of Jesus, we have freedom, but it's freedom with a purpose. Now, these false teachers might have thought that the people might use their freedom from the law as license to do anything, to sin, you are free for anything. But these false teachers didn't understand that the law can never force people to get along.
Yeah, our sinful nature will rule us unless we allow the Holy Spirit to fill us. Now, our freedom from the law is not doing whatever we want. It's becoming who God created us to be. It's being led by the Holy Spirit.
And love in our hearts is God's substitute for laws and threats. It's the love of Christ that enables us to love others, even when maybe they aren't very lovable.
Yeah, and this kind of love will not allow one to steal, to lie, to envy, or try to hurt others, because that's not loving. It's not the law on the outside, but love on the inside of us that makes a difference.
And this kind of love is only possible through the power of the Holy Spirit.
And we know that the fruit grows from a living entity. It takes time to grow and requires care and cultivation. Now, Paul writes in Galatians 5:22 about the fruit of the Spirit, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love and joy and peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, there's no law against these things.
And because God, who sent the law, he created that, he also sent the Spirit. And so the byproduct of a Spirit-filled life agrees perfectly with the intent of God's law. Because a person who is willing to exhibit the fruit of the Spirit will automatically fulfill the law, far better than a person who just observes rituals but doesn't have any love in her heart.
Yeah, so we want to sow a life that matters in life. You know, mm-hmm. Paul gives us all an important principle: we reap what we sow. And every choice we make plants a seed.
And we know that if we plant corn, we're only going to harvest corn. We're not going to get any other kind of vegetable. And it's the same in the spiritual realm.
Yeah, we must decide what crop we want and plant accordingly. And every action has its consequences. And all that we do is either an investment in worldly things or in the Spirit. And what we do with our material things is evidence of how we value spiritual things.
And so if we plant sinful behavior, we're going to plant disease and death and ultimately harvest death. In contrast, when we sow seeds of the fruit of the Spirit, that will yield a harvest, not only here on this earth, but for eternity.
Yeah, and spreading seeds of joy and peace and kindness really demonstrates the love of Jesus and prepares hearts to receive the gospel, the good news. Now, sometimes our obedience to plant seeds of the Spirit feels, well, it's kind of unnoticed.
Right. And kindness, prayer, serving, giving, forgiving, and loving others, yeah, they can seem like just little small things. But God sees every seed that we plant in faith, because the seed that is planted may not bear fruit immediately.
And because actions that please the Spirit often involve eternal matters, the harvest may not come until eternity.
Yeah, just because the harvest doesn't appear when we think it should. If we plant a seed, even in the garden, it doesn't sprout up tomorrow. It takes a while to germinate. And it's the same in the spiritual realm. God is always working, and He will have the timing. And it won't, just because we don't see the seed grow doesn't mean it won't, and it doesn't diminish its reality.
Yeah, God is always working beneath the surface. That's what God does. And faithfulness today becomes fruitfulness tomorrow.
And it just follows, if we are too weary to plant, we have to persevere, because if we don't plant, there's no harvest.
And even though there may be a spiritual battle, God assures us that at the proper time, we will reap a harvest. Now, let's talk a little bit about the spiritual battle, because for most of my life, I thought I was on a playground.
Yeah, and I think we don't always realize that things get tough, and the enemy wants to push back. We see this whole letter to the Galatians. Paul had done all this to plant seeds of faith, and then the enemy comes back using these Judaizers to try to undo what Paul did.
Yeah, so this really encourages us to serve faithfully, even when we want to give up at times.
Right, because what we do makes a difference, and we want to follow what God says. We have to do this in the power of the Spirit. It's just as salvation. We can't earn it. We can't always do everything through our own power. We have to depend on the guidance of the Spirit and His strength.
So the question is, what seeds are you planting in your life right now?
And so as we end, we know that Paul wrote this letter of Galatians, what we call Letter of Galatians, to encourage some newly planted churches. He wanted them to remain faithful to the gospel of Jesus.
Yeah, and they were confused because false teachers had come to tell them Jesus just wasn't enough.
Right. So Paul sent this letter to tell these new congregations that they didn't have to become Jews to be saved. The law wasn't important. It was faith in Jesus.
And salvation comes by faith in Jesus, not by works.
And that's all we have for today on Light of Christ Radio. At Light of Christ Radio, we want to encourage you. Do you need a positive start for your day?
We have a daily devotional blog based on the story of the week. These are designed to encourage you on your journey of faith. To access these, simply go to lightofchristradio.com.
That's lightofchristradio.com and click on blog. Light of Christ Radio is sponsored by St. Paul Lutheran Church of Orion, Illinois.
Be blessed.
This is the Light of Christ.
Thanks for joining Pastors Tom and Paula Graves for today's Light of Christ Radio. We pray that you've learned something new today, and that each edition you join us for brings you closer and closer to a new life that's only found in Jesus. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. You'll find a link to that on the homepage of our website, lightofchristradio.com. That's lightofchristradio.com. We hope you'll share this with your friends and family too. In fact, why not make these topics a source of Bible study for a small group? We have additional material available to facilitate these kinds of discussions. You'll find short videos on YouTube that capture the context of each teaching, as well as a list of questions and icebreakers. To access these resources, just search for LOC Radio on YouTube or check out our Facebook radio page. We're adding more and more videos all the time. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss a new upload of Light of Christ Radio. Would you like to connect with us? You can by visiting our website, lightofchristradio.com, or find us on Facebook and send us a message. We would love to connect with you and hear how God is using this program to speak to you and those around you. Again, that's lightofchristradio.com. Well, our time with you is coming to a close, but we hope you'll join us again for Light of Christ Radio.
disappears. I need that smell.